This is 91.5 KRCC. This week, we're focusing on the barriers many face in finding housing. We're bringing you the stories of people in Colorado Springs who say they've faced discrimination and issues of affordability. The recordings come from the city and are part of an initiative aimed to better equip tenants and homeowners with the resources for overcoming these situations. Today, we hear from J. Demetria Powell, or J.D. She says she was evicted from an apartment for not paying rent, a charge she disputes. That eviction and the lack of affordable housing in the city has left her with few options.
They took over the apartment building around about August of 2018. I paid my rent a couple of times. They complained that they didn't get it because they never have anybody at the apartment building when it's time to pay the rent. So I would put it in their mailbox. So they started sealing the mailbox up. So I would slip it under the door, but they would get it. As I stated in my letter that I sent to them, I said, I had a problem in October. You turn around, had one in November. And then in December, when I went to pay my rent, and sign a new lease. I said, I need to pay my rent and a cashier's check. And they stated, okay, you can do that. I said, okay, great. When I went to write that part into the lease, they tore it up three times. I sent this letter to myself in my email so I can keep a copy of it in case something else happened. And I didn't understand why you would tear up every time I would put that in there, because you told me I can do that. So they gave me a 3-day notice. I wrote to them and I told them that that was not right because you told me that I could pay my rent with the cashier's check. So that went by. And in February, I went and paid my rent on time, like I always do. And they never open as always on the weekends. So I put it under the door where I could do it. And according to their letter, they stated, we're no longer accepting your payments. Now that's after the fact. I already paid for February. I thought, okay, well, they're gonna probably stop taking them in March. Didn't happen. I'm like, that's no time to change a lease agreement in the middle of, and you decide after I pay my rent that you're not gonna no longer accept my check. So I thought, I got this. This is okay. I can go to court. I know that they'll listen to me. That I'll win my case because, first of all, they didn't give no notice about before this time that we're no longer going to accept your cashier's check. Okay? So I thought, no problem. I didn't get a lawyer. I would have tried to get a lawyer or something. I didn't get a lawyer because I thought, okay, it's going to work for me. And it didn't. Because I paid with the cashier's check, they said I didn't pay my rent. I did nothing to cause an eviction. According to the Colorado Apartment Associations, according to the National Apartment Associations, you can pay with cash, check, cashier's check, and money orders. I always use the cashier's check because to me, it came out of my bank. I couldn't accidentally spend it because I live paycheck to paycheck. Because of that eviction for the no payment rent with the cashier's check, I'm not able to get a place. And then there's no place where I can move and feel safe and walk in the streets because I do a lot of volunteer in the community. And so I need to be able to be out at night using the bus transportation. I don't drive. I don't have a car. I just recently started a job, and I hadn't worked in 10 years. I had a total hip replacement, and I ended up being in a wheelchair for a couple of years, and so was building my health and strength back up. So I finally did get a job. I love my job. The current apartment that I have, only reason I have that is because when I got evicted, my daughter was moving here, and she had got a place. However, because they do need to remodel the place that I'm staying in now, I have to August to try to find me a place with my income, which is about $2,200 a month. That means my rent has to be about $700 and something. I haven't found it yet.
Under the Fair Housing Act, changes can't be made to a lease unless both parties agree, and any agreements not part of the original lease should be in writing. Recent data from apartmentlist.com shows the median cost to rent a one-bedroom apartment in Colorado Springs is $970. The cost of rent in the city has increased each month for the past 5 months. Home prices in Colorado Springs have gone up 7.3% in the past year, according to Zillow, with the median home price of homes being sold at $295,800.